Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Wave Break Podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Kelly, founder of Wave Break. We help Shopify Plus stores stop leaking revenue with done-for-you email marketing. And on this podcast, every week I interview the people behind the top Shopify stores and I get them to share their expertise and their secrets. If you're enjoying the podcast, you can subscribe on iTunes or you can sign up for our podcast email list, which is down in the show notes of every single episode. And then we'll hit you up every time a brand new episode drops so you won't miss any, especially the good ones. And this episode, as usual, is brought to you by WaveBreak, my e-commerce email marketing agency that works exclusively with 7- and 8-figure Shopify stores. Head over to wavebreak.co and apply for a free strategy session. And now today on the show, I'm super excited for this episode because the topic is near and dear to my heart. And the topic is, well, more repeat purchases, e-commerce customer retention. Obviously, I'm an email marketer. I run an email marketing agency specifically for 7- and 8-figure Shopify stores. So it's a big part of my day-to-day. It's something I do every single day. I help brands get more repeat purchases. And one of the ways that you can get more repeat purchases besides email is with an e-commerce loyalty program. And loyalty programs are very, very powerful tools that you can use to get people to spend more money and to spend more money more frequently. And today on the show, I'm super excited to be joined by Charlie Casey, co-founder and CEO of a company that you've probably heard of. It's called Loyalty Line. And we dive into the conversation of how to use a loyalty program to retain customers and drive repeat purchases. And it's a really great conversation. And Charlie shares exactly what the most successful e-commerce brands are doing and how they're leveraging loyalty programs. And there's a lot of great nuggets throughout. So make sure you listen to the end because some of them he doesn't get to until the very, very end. So be sure to listen to the entirety of this episode to get the most value from it. So without further ado, let's hop right into it. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Charlie.
Absolute pleasure. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm super excited because today's topic is near and dear to my heart. I'm a huge fan of customer retention, especially in e-commerce. I think it's extremely underutilized. And today I want to focus on something in your expertise, in your wheelhouse, something you're really good at, and that's how to use a loyalty program to retain customers and drive repeat purchases. But before we get into that, can you just share with the audience a little bit about who you are and what you do and your background?
Absolutely. So I'm one of the co-founders and the CEO. The other co-founder is Dave Clark, and he's our CTO. It's absolutely brilliant to have a co-founder who's technical because it means that Loyalty Line from day one has been able to be technically innovative and stay ahead of the crowd. And my background is a little bit duller than my co-founder, Dave. I started life as a UK economist, and then I moved to Deloitte as a consultant where I worked on lots and lots of large technical programs. And that's kind of what pushed me into leaving to start my own business. So starting my own business is near and dear to my heart. It's something that I wanted to do from a very young age. And once I'd got the business acumen refined at a big company, I knew it was time to take the leap. So I jumped from Deloitte in 2011, and I spent 2 years with absolutely no salary. And I went through 4 different business ideas with my co-founder, Dave. And roughly 2014-ish is when Loyalty Line started to take off. And we've grown extremely quickly ever since.
That's awesome. Man, that's crazy. And so like for the people who don't know and have never heard of Loyalty Line, what is Loyalty Line?
In a nutshell, it's loyalty software for e-commerce retailers. It's designed to allow an e-commerce retailer to create a loyalty program very, very quickly so they can increase customer retention, engagement, and advocacy.
Awesome. And a high-level overview for people who might not know, like what is a loyalty program?
So I think everybody thinks they know what a loyalty program is because they've been around forever in different forms and different guises.
Right.
One of the big things that struck us when we came up with the idea of Loyalty Line was just how poorly suited old-fashioned loyalty programs are to e-commerce. Like this notion of just collecting some stamps and then moving on and just losing your card or whatever. It just didn't didn't translate well into e-commerce, where customers were doing so much more than purchases. They were engaging in the website. They were sharing it with their friends. They were liking stuff on Facebook. So we wanted to design a loyalty program that was for e-commerce and for the modern time. So in a nutshell, I would say a loyalty program is a way to show your customers that you value their loyalty whilst also helping differentiate your business from competitors.
Gotcha. And that's really interesting. I like how you said, like just the collecting stamps or something, because like, I always think of like, I used to work at an ice cream shop when I was in high school. It was my first job. And, we had the stamps, and it was like, you get a stamp for every ice cream cone. But obviously with e-commerce, it's a little different. And like, what's the reason why an e-commerce business would need a loyalty program? Like, what's so great about it? Like, obviously it's customer retention, but like, do people use it? Because I would hand out those cards all the time, and then I would never see people come back.
Sure, sure. I think before I just jump into that, I'd like to just talk about what people are trying to do without a loyalty program. So we've just said that a loyalty program is a way of showing your customers you value them and a way of differentiating yourself from competitors. What we find is every e-commerce store is trying to do this, but what they're trying to do is use vouchers and emails, as you would know, Dylan. And the problem with that is when you as a customer receive an email that says, hey, thanks for your purchase, get 10% off your next purchase, it's just not personal. You know that has gone to absolutely every customer, and you know that the store wants you to do one thing and one thing only, spend more money with them. The nice thing about a loyalty program is it's on your site. So when a customer first comes to your website, loyalty line will pop up and it will say, hey, join our loyalty program and get points. So rather than it being behind the scenes and ticking away and just sending the odd email, it's there and it's in front of the customers, and it says to the customers, we care about you. Then when the customer starts collecting points and rewards, it is what email marketing wants to be. It is specific to that individual. Like if you were to shop at one of our stores, Dylan, you would collect points from that store. There'd be your points, there'd be your rewards. And then when it connects with the email to say, hey, Dylan, you've got a reward waiting, you click on that email, you collect your reward and you repeat purchase. And those emails that get sent about the loyalty program, whether they're sent via Loyalty Line or one of our partners like Klaviyo, for example, perform 10 times better than the generic comeback, we've given you a discount voucher. So I think that's a really powerful thing to get across, that a loyalty program is a lot more powerful than just discounts and emails.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's crazy. And I love how you're talking about like sending like personalized messages. Like for me on the email side, like that's what I've seen has been the most successful. Like the more personal, the more targeted you can make the messaging and the content and the offer, the more that people convert. Is that something you guys are seeing too?
Well, exactly. So a loyalty program would say, you would receive an email that would say, hey, Dylan, in the last month, you've earned 550 points. That means you have these rewards available to you. So it is personal right down to you, the individual, which is why they work so well.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so like with these loyalty programs, so obviously like you've gotten, like, can you walk us through some of the results that you've gotten, like you've seen people use your platform to get, like, because obviously I know every single e-commerce brand, they want to increase their repeat orders because it can do a lot of things for their business, where they spend more on ads. And, you know, obviously they already spend all that money on Facebook ads and you know, Google Shopping and all these things. It's like, what's possible with a loyalty program?
So a loyalty program helps a business in many, many ways. And the first two I just said was like showing your customers that you value them and differentiating yourself from customers. If you're talking money, how does it help a store make more money? One of the key ones is actually getting your customers to spend more whilst they're there. Most people think of a loyalty program as a way to get customers to come back, which it is. But we have a business intelligence team who looks at how the 4,000 plus stores using Loyalty Line are performing, anonymize that data, and just see what works. And then we share that back with the stores. What we found is that when a customer uses a reward from Loyalty Line, they spend 39% more on that purchase whilst they're there. So that's a huge uplift. So one of the big benefits is getting customers to just spend more in their basket. The other one is, like you say, retention, giving them another reason to return. So when you're out there shopping, Dylan, you might you might buy from a store. Maybe you've got a pet dog and you buy some dog food from a store using Loyaltyland, and then you collect points. The next time you go to buy something for your dog, it might be a collar or a treat or something. You think, oh, I've got those points waiting for me at this store where I bought dog food. So it's giving you another reason to return. So analyzing our stores, we found that they can experience an 11% increase in customer retention and a 10% increase in repeat purchase rate, which it really adds up. Like a 10% increase in repeat purchase rate across your entire customer base is a huge ROI.
Absolutely. Like the little percentages, like especially when you talk about not just getting people to come back more often, but that combined with people spending more money, I mean, that's huge. Like just increasing a few metrics a little bit could literally double your business overnight.
Exactly. And a nice quick win of a loyalty program. So Loyaltyland includes refer friend software. So your loyal customers typically are telling their friends about your business, but you don't know they're doing that, or maybe it's just a little bit clunky for them to do it. So as part of the loyalty program included there, in a couple of clicks, your customers can become your advocates and they can refer friends on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, via WhatsApp, via email, via their blog. And this is a great way to acquire new customers at a very low cost.
Right. And I've seen this. Is this something like the give 25, get 25 style offer?
Yeah, so what we recommend, actually looking at Dropbox, who was phenomenally successful at scaling their software company,
right,
they found that give and get referrals were the most successful. So with Loyaltyland, you can set up a give and get referral, which is what you were just saying, like give your friend $10 off whilst you earn 1,500 points, or give your friend free shipping on their first purchase whilst you earn 1,500 points.
Awesome. And so like diving a little bit deeper into this, like, so we have the refer a friend program. So that's a quick win. Like how do the points work? What are other ways that you use a loyalty program, like the more specific tactics to get people to spend more and come back more often?
Yeah, that's a good question. So what we find happening is store owners will typically set up their loyalty program and then they think it's done. Oh, it's just going to work in the background. And it does, but it's a lot more powerful if you use it as a marketing platform. So at Loyaltyland, we provide webinar tutorials, ebooks to educate our merchants. We also check in with them every 3 months just to explain how they can use their loyalty program better and how they can use it as a marketing tool. And we've got some really great examples of stores doing this successfully. So we have seen stores like Dr. Axe, who sell health and wellness products, use Loyaltyland to do things like double point weekends, or around a seasonal holiday like Mother's Day, offer exclusive rewards via the loyalty program, or again, triple points. So we see stores using the loyalty program to work in tandem with seasonal promotions, work in tandem with product releases, and also to even out the ebbs and flows of their business. So most e-commerce businesses will see a huge spike in December where they'll acquire lots of customers, and then January and February things will cool off. What they can do is they can, if they've got the loyalty program set up before December, the loyalty program, these customers will join the loyalty program, and then when it comes around to January and February, they can use the loyalty program to re-engage with them. Like they can add points to those customers' accounts and then send them an email out to say, hey, we really valued your custom over December. We've just credited your account with 500 points, and that means you've got this reward waiting for you. And then it's a nice way to reactivate customers as well.
Yeah, that's freaking genius. I love the idea of using, basically using loyalty reward points as like a discount, like as a reward, instead of using a typical discount or promo code, because those discounts, like not only are they not personalized, but it's just like, you know, it's risky. Like if you give out 50% off every month, your audience gets numb to it. Now you have to up it, or, you know, and you can give a lot of value instead of equating it to money,
exactly.
Which is something that's so powerful. Like you see this over and over again, like for example, in like mobile apps and, you know, games where you turn your real dollars into coins and they make all this money because people don't realize how much they're spending. It's almost the same thing, but from a different angle where it's like they don't realize, like they know they're getting free stuff, but you're not giving away money. You're not giving away a discount. So you're not playing into the same psychology.
Well, actually, what we advise store owners to do is a mixture. So when it comes to rewards that you can earn through the loyalty program, a merchant can set up their own rewards and they're for their store and their store only. And typically they do include discounts there. So things like $5 off, $10 off. But as we've said, when somebody uses that reward, they do spend more. So there is a net gain anyway. However, having said that, I like to advise stores to offer a mixture. So offer rewards that don't have a monetary value. So really great one, and loyalty programs should be designed this way, is around exclusivity, making people feel special. That's what this whole thing is about, making your customers feel valued. So how about the reward is actually access to something that nobody else can get access to? So for example, products that only loyalty program members have access to. You're not giving away any money. You're actually giving away access to buy something. And what you'll find is your most engaged customers do spend the most. So give them access to something that is quite high value and they will buy it. And you will make more money from your loyalty program, which is a very creative way of using a program. And our customer success managers can help you set that up.
Yeah. I love how you said, like, you don't want to make it stale. Especially nowadays, like people become so numb to marketing. Yep. And it's cool because like let's say you're not using a loyalty program. And what else are you going to do besides, you know, switching out between, you know, different percent off discounts, different dollar off discounts and things like that. And it's so cool how you can leverage both, to get the best results. And I really like how you said, like, making people feel special and exclusive. And it's so true because I see the same thing in email. So an email, like something that's really powerful is targeting your VIP customers. And you think like, oh, I'm just emailing this like very small segment of people. Like, it's not going to do well. But those people are the biggest spenders. And it actually does way better than just, you know, targeting everybody.
You know, I was just, you know how I was saying we use our business intelligence team to analyze the performance of stores. We actually have a very powerful stat on what you just said. So we found that no matter how big the store, a huge percentage of their revenue comes from a very small group of their customers. It's over 20% of their revenue from just 5% of the customer base. The top 5% account for 20%. And that was for stores doing tens of millions, low millions, under 500,000, under 100,000. So that always happens. So you're totally right. Like, focusing on that top 5 or top 10% if you've got the resources is very important. Another thing that the loyalty program has to help you do that is tiers. So you can segment your customers and put them in different tiers like bronze, silver, gold, or whatever name makes sense for your store. And that's a great way of showing customers that they are VIP customers. You put them in the top tier. You give them access to rewards that nobody else can get to. You make them feel special. You increase retention of those customers. And you also motivate customers in the tiers below to move up into the top tier. Right. And one of the tips that we give people is if you're trying to use your loyalty program to reactivate customers, so maybe you've got some lapsed customers, which Loyalty Line will show you. It will show you who's at risk. Instead of just sending them an email saying, hey, come back, we really miss you. Send them an email saying, hey, we've just moved you into our top tier. You've now got access to lots of different rewards. And it's just another imaginative way to reactivate your customers.
Dang, dude, this is blowing my mind. Because something that I always like preach to people is like, you want to basically use any excuse you can to email people. And it gets really hard to start making up excuses after you start doing this for a while.
We spend all day, every day coming up with these ideas, and our customer success team is actually, they've just released a pack, which is like our top 15, 20 tips on how you can use a loyalty program as part of like an ongoing marketing strategy.
That's awesome. And I really like how you said like 20% of your revenue comes from 5% of customers. That's freaking insane.
Yeah, it's huge.
Like, when's the last time, like as a store owner, like think about the last time you personally like tried to reach and market to those people. Like probably maybe never. And think about like how much more you could get those people to spend.
Mm. And they're probably going to be your advocates as well. So if you do implement Loyalty Line with a Refer Friends program, they're going to be the people who are going to refer your friends. And we've actually found that customers referred, they end up spending more over their lifetime than customers acquired, say, through AdWords.
Wow, that's insane. And you didn't even have to invest in the ad, spend on the ad. Ads are getting so expensive. So that's awesome. And I still can't get over the idea of like, I love the, hey, like we just moved you into our top tier to get them engaged again, because it's so easy to just, you know, go with the easy, like, hey, like come back. But it's like, but like when you're getting people yeah. into this exclusive group, it's like, hey, come into this secret club. Like,
exactly.
Nobody else is a member. Your friends aren't members. Like come in. It's like, whoa, like people love that.
You just gave away one of our secrets, actually. You know, I don't know if it translates across the pond, but do you have like Nando's Black Card? Have you heard of that? Like it's this famous card for Nando's that only celebrities get. Everybody knows it exists, but nobody can find it unless you're a celebrity.
Yeah, like I know for me, like I'm a huge Chipotle fan, and I know right. that they send out to, like if you have a certain, see I've done a lot of research on this because I was thinking, how could I drop Chipotle on my podcast? Like how many listeners do I need?
Tick, you've done it.
Yeah, Chipotle, if you're listening to this, you already have my address. You can just send me like a free anything card. You sent me one before, but I want a lot more. Give me the unlimited. But anyway, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So we have it in Loyalty Line. We have what we call hidden tiers. So then you can build a bit of hype around it in your community. So everybody knows that you have bronze, silver, and gold. But actually, there's a bunch of people who keep talking about this diamond or this platinum club. And it's not visible on your website, but Loyalty Line supports it in the back end. And customers are part of it. And it's got a whole different set of rewards. So you can build that mystery around your business.
That's awesome. I really like that too. And I think that would be extremely powerful if you have a community around your business. So if you have some sort
Definitely.
Of like Facebook group or like, you know, Instagram page or YouTube, it's like kind of like bragging in the comments and the discussion, and or even just like with the refer a friend program, like bragging to your friend, like, oh yeah, I'm in this tier that's not even listed. It's like, what?
Yep.
What? You're kidding me, man. I have to buy more watches or dog food now. I don't even have a dog, but I want to get in the secret club. I'm all about secret clubs. But anyway, dude, that's freaking awesome. And I really like all of these ideas that you've shared so far. Is there anything else that I might have missed or forgotten to ask about that's a really like huge, just like, I mean, it doesn't have to be too big, but a quick win or something?
You did ask about like, well, what pains a business is experiencing that might make them need a loyalty program at this time in their life. And we just brushed straight over it and got carried away with cool ideas, which oh, yeah. I do. I love coming up
with ideas.
I
do that
ideas.
All the time. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I could answer that question if you like.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So the first thing is we actually have a free app and it's available on loyaltyline.com. It's called E-commerce Insights. And it will basically tell you like the main things you need to know about your business and whether your businesses can be improved. So it'll tell you what your repeat purchase rate is, and it'll compare this with the market. It will tell you how many customers you've got at risk and how much revenue is at risk. And it'll also tell you how much revenue comes from a very small group of customers. You know, we were just talking about 5% of customers typically being 20% of revenue. It will show you just how big a dependency you have on a small group of customers. So that's called E-commerce Insights. And it's quite a nice way for any e-commerce business owner to work out whether there's a lot of potential in a loyalty program.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds like a really great tool, and I can't believe you give it away for free, because I'm looking at it right now. When you typically see software like this, like giving you the metrics, like for example, like, you know, not so much repeat purchase rate, because that's pretty simple, but for example, mm-hmm. this one here, time to second purchase. That's something that you usually have to pay a company like glue.io or something, like hundreds of dollars a month to get access to data like that. So that's huge. I'm gushing over this already.
The big one for us is if you were to open it up, there's a tab there, and there's three tabs inside, and it's loyal customers, at risk, and win back. So the loyal customers tab will show you how much of your revenue as a percentage is coming from those loyal customers. So it's typically in the order of magnitude like 2 or 3 times more than the other groups. So and it will show you who those customers are. You can export those customers. You can send them an email via whatever ESP that you're using, and make sure that you're showing them the care and attention they deserve. Anyway, back to your question. Who needs it? So the big one that we touched on was ad spend. So we all know that it's getting more expensive to acquire customers via Facebook and Google Ads. So what you might find as a business that you're just seeing diminishing returns to ad spend, in which case you need to retain those customers longer, get them to spend more just to cover your costs. So that's a big one. The other big one is there's been a surge of competition. So e-commerce is the most competitive place in the world to do business, without a doubt. It's one of the biggest markets in the world, and it's growing in double digits, which means your competitors are growing in double digits. It's like 13% a year. And on top of that, you've got Amazon. So big surge in competition is typically one of the reasons that people turn to a loyalty program, because they're looking for a way to retain the customers they've got and differentiate themselves in the marketplace. And related to that is like a race to the bottom. When you find that you keep discounting, whether it is through percentage off all the time or through sales, if you're caught in this race to the bottom, you're in that race to the bottom because you're too similar to your competitors. So the only way you can differentiate, one of the key ways, is through lowering your prices. And you can't do that. Like, no business can grow sustainably through lowering their prices. And it's not small businesses, it's big businesses too. You see big businesses go out of business all the time because they're trying to compete on price, and they've forgotten that they need to differentiate, whether it be through value or customer experience. So they're kind of the big ones that we see. And I guess the last one is, if you're monitoring customer satisfaction, perhaps you've got a net promoter score solution and you can see that your score is declining, then you should be looking for ways to show customers that you value them and appreciate the customer.
Absolutely. And those are all great reasons. And really, it's like, if you're concerned at all about building something that lasts, you need repeat customers. Like, you can't just get the one sale and be done. Yeah, this is great. And you dropped so much value. I really loved all of the different tips and strategies that you shared. As we wrap up here, if someone is experiencing those pains that you mentioned, like, what should they do next, and where can we go to learn more about what you do?
So there's loads of information on our website, loyaltyline.com. And as I mentioned, we've got e-commerce insights. So it's that free app. We've also recently launched the Loyalty Line Academy, which is down, if you go to loyaltyline.com, it's in the footer. And what this academy is actually, it's a series of modules with tests to help educate you on what is loyalty in e-commerce. It's not about Loyalty Line, it's just about loyalty. So key terms, how to do the maths behind them, what they mean for your business. And you can work your way through those modules. They've been designed by e-commerce marketeers. And by the end of it, you should have a very thorough understanding of what loyalty looks like in e-commerce. So I think that's a great place to start. And then there's a bunch of other stuff on our website. You can get in touch with our team. You can talk to our loyalty consultants around what a loyalty program looks like, or our customer success managers on what an effective launch strategy looks like.
Awesome. And I'll be sure to link that all up in the show notes below.
Thanks.
If you don't know, like, some of these metrics that he's talking about, like, for example, you know, you're like, who's at risk, and all of those sort of metrics, like, I'm looking at this Loyalty Line e-commerce insights. Like, it's crazy that you give this away for free, because it's just so, like, there's a lot of data in here that just looks like, for me as an email marketer and someone who cares a lot about customer retention, like, this is powerful stuff. And I can't wait to play around with it myself. So definitely go check that out if you're not monitoring that data in any way right now, because it's super powerful. And yeah, if you enjoyed this episode and you want to learn more about what he's doing over at Loyalty Line and what their team is up to, definitely check out the links down in the show notes. It was so great to have you on, Charlie. I really love this conversation, and everything you shared was just super, like, you blew my mind a few times. Which, like,
thanks a lot. I had a lot of fun too.
Yeah, it's been great. So it was a pleasure having you on, and I really appreciate it. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Charlie.
Great. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Now, listener, before I sign off, stop me if this sounds familiar. Your email marketing is stuck. You feel like you could be doing email better, you're not generating enough email revenue, and you feel like you're leaving money on the table. But you don't have the time to figure email out yourself or do it on your own because you have a business to run. Imagine this. Imagine not having to worry about leaving money on the table with your email marketing. Imagine not having to figure out what to send, when to send it, how many emails should look, what automation you need, what segments you need, how often you should be contacting your email list, or just worrying about sending the next email. You don't have to worry about any of that. Imagine having peace of mind knowing that your email marketing is generating sales in good hands. At Wavebreak, we help Shopify stores maximize their email marketing revenue. That's it. We don't do anything else. And we've created a system called the Wavebreak Method that, number one, makes you less dependent on Facebook or other marketing channels. Let's say something bad happens. Facebook says, see you later, Shopify store, and they just completely kill your ad traffic overnight. You don't have to worry. You don't have to stress because you're good to go because you have a cushion of email revenue. You don't have to worry about how or what your wife is going to do or if you're going to be able to make rent or if you're going to be able to pay people because you have this cushion of email revenue to rely on. Number two, the second thing this does is huge. And it's how stores scale from 7 figures to 8 figures to 9 figures. And the secret is repeat purchases. The Wavebreak method gets rid of one-time buyers and increases repeat orders. Number three, it keeps your email list engaged. You don't have to worry about Black Friday and beyond. We'll figure out the ideal amount of times that your list needs to be contacted to maximize revenue, and then we'll execute it for you. If you want to learn more about this system and how we can work together to apply it to your business, go to wavebreak.co to schedule a call with me. And I'll personally send you my calendar link and we can chat one-on-one. Now, I don't have unlimited time to do these calls. I can only do a couple of them per week. So if you want to get your call, go sign up at wavebreak.co for it as soon as possible and we can talk about how we can work together. Thanks for listening to this episode. Subscribe to the show on iTunes to get notified of new episodes as soon as they drop.